This is an audio archive edition of WINA's Charlottesville Right Now with Coy Barefoot, made available online by the Charlottesville Podcasting Network, cvillepodcast.com.
Bob Holdsworth is the founder and president at VirginiaTomorrow.com. He joins us every Monday afternoon to talk a little Virginia politics. Bob, how are you, sir?
Hey, I'm doing great, Coy. How are you today?
Very good. Thank you so much for joining us. You wrote recently about Governor Bob McDonnell speaking the three hardest words a politician has to speak, and that is, I was wrong. What was he wrong about?
Well, the governor went to Norfolk State the other day and essentially expressed regret and apology for what he had done last year in issuing the Confederate History Proclamation, without even mentioning, slavery. And basically he said he wasn't going to do that again, that instead he'd issue a remembrance of the Civil War in all its entirety, and said that while he made a mistake, it wasn't one that he had done intentionally, it was one out of haste. But I actually thought it was a very strong moment for the governor, largely because in some ways, his controversy had receded a little bit. It wasn't in the headlines any longer. But he was big enough to go out, go to Norfolk State, and basically admit that he was wrong and say that he wasn't going to do it again. And I think a lot of Virginians are going to applaud him for that. And my sense is that it's not the easiest thing in the world for a political figure to do what he did.
We're talking with Bob Holdsworth. The phone lines are open, 977-1070. This same governor, it looks like, is going to be shortlisted as a possible vice presidential candidate for 2012. Is that right?
Yeah, you know, Coy, it's really too early to say that for sure. But here's what's going on, that McDonnell is headlining at the moment a set of GOP fundraisers for candidates from around the nation, some in their own state, some people who are coming to Virginia to try to get money from the Washington, D.C. corridor. But my sense is that if he can maintain his approval rating in Virginia, it's hard to imagine that he won't be seriously considered for vice president in 2012, or at least on most shortlists. There's one caveat, however. There's a delicate balancing act for him to accomplish, because Virginians clearly expect governors where we have a state with a one-term governor only to be concentrating entirely on Virginia. And we've seen some of our governors who have kind of taken on these national roles and national responsibilities a little too early pay a price in state. So that's going to be the balancing act that Governor McDonnell's going to have to find some way to negotiate over the next 2 years.
Phone lines are open, 977-1070. We're getting our weekly roundup of Virginia political news from Bob Holdsworth. The website is VirginiaTomorrow.com. Bob, in regards to VDOT spending, you wrote recently about a perfect counter-type narrative. We have one of our own going on here in Central Virginia between the city and the county with political conservatives who love to blow the free market small government horn, and yet we're seeing them arguably support a more expensive big government water supply plan. What's this counter type narrative that you saw regarding VDOT?
Well, Coy, every time you hear about an audit, you expect to hear about waste, fraud, abuse, overspending, people lining their own pockets with government money. That's the kind of quote unquote explosive story that you get. Last week, we had a very different one that came out about VDOT. Basically, we had a private audit commissioned by the McDonnell administration saying VDOT wasn't getting money out the door fast enough, that the real problem with VDOT is that it's sitting on $1 billion, much of which could have been used for maintenance. And the argument is that VDOT has developed a reserve maintenance fund that's almost 30% of the entire fund right now. So instead of spending the money on paving roads, they're kind of sitting on this. That, according to the audit, it adds up to close to $1 billion. At the same time, by implication, the Kane administration was closing the rest stops because it said it couldn't find $9 million. So Republicans are really hoping that this can hit the Kane administration in two ways. one, to suggest that there was a lot of mismanagement and inefficiency going on. And secondly, I think the leitmotif here, you might say, or the underlying story, is the fact that Republicans are hinting that perhaps this spending at VDOT wasn't done largely because the Democratic governor wanted to increase taxes to pay for transportation. And was this a deliberate stalling? My experience in bureaucracies tend to minimize the conspiracy theory here, but my sense is that this is a blow to the Kaine administration, probably to any Democrat who really thinks in the near future they might be able to get a gas tax to increase transportation funding.
So this is big news, Bob. VDOT's been sitting on $1 billion?
Well, you're always going to sit on some money, okay, that, it's very difficult for people to spend anything actually down. But here's the point. Typically, under previous governors, the reserve fund was much less. It might have been anywhere from, 2% or 1% to 4% of the total budget. What they're saying now is that over the last couple of years, or actually close to the last 4 years, the end-of-year balance in these reserve funds has been 20 to 30% of the total maintenance budget.
Holy cow.
The VDOT simply hasn't been able to get the money out the door, despite the fact that they were allocated more maintenance dollars, essentially. What happened is that their maintenance spending remained about level, despite the fact that the allocation went up. Just as you've been reading these stories about the Obama administration not getting stimulus funds out the door, this is the kind of part of what the audit claimed about VDOT, that they had this money and they couldn't even spend it. They couldn't hire people correctly. They took them too long to get projects going. Lots of things that happen. And here's the kind of little secret, Coy. This happens a lot more in government than people believe, because people always think that government's spending too much. But one of the facts is that government spending can increase very quickly if you're just increasing benefits that are automatically given, or if the government's just sort of passing through dollars from one entity to another. When the government has to hire people, manage projects, get them up and running, it often takes a very long time, largely in some sense because of the regulations under which they're operating often. And so what occurred is that over time, as VDOT was cutting staff, it became almost impossible for it to even manage the growth in the maintenance budget allocation. And at the end of the day, what they did was they just sat on money, apparently, according to this audit, year after year, ultimately to the reserve fund totals almost $1 billion.
Well, I guess if you're ever looking for any proof that a government is literally broken, then this might be it. General Assembly is giving more money to VDOT, saying, okay, we're committed to fixing and maintaining our roads, and VDOT just puts the money in the bank.
Couldn't get it out the door. So this is one of the curious features. And as I said, it's kind of a counter-narrative, because the narrative is always that the government's spending too much and splurging too much and, it has all of these things going on that shouldn't be going on. And in this instance, here was something that people wanted to happen, but for a variety of reasons, VDOT couldn't get all this money out the door. And the McDonnell administration then conducts this private audit, which the Democrats had resisted for quite some time. Doesn't show, what you would call the traditional financial mismanagement. What it shows is the government agency having a lot of trouble spending the allocation it was given to really do, at best, what I'd call basic maintenance on Virginia's roads.
Well, this is found money. What about the Republicans in Richmond saying, let's give this back to the people?
Well, they're not going to give it back to the people. The McDonnell administration is saying they're going to have a far more aggressive road paving plan over the next year, and that Virginians are going to see a lot more activity because they're going to find a way to spend this money. Clearly, the Democrats are still saying this is one-time money. It's not money that's going to recur year in and year out, and it doesn't fix Virginia's transportation problems but politically it puts the Democrats in quite a bind, Coy, and is going to be very helpful to Bob McDonnell's argument that you can do more, and, you know, in terms of paving roads and maintaining roads without a tax increase.
Yeah, that is just amazing. What a story. We're talking with Bob Holdsworth of VirginiaTomorrow.com. And I agree with you, Bob. I think one of the takeaways from this is a real black mark on the Cain administration. I don't see how it can't be.
Well, you know, the Cain administration is basically saying, you know, that VDOT was, you know, a good shepherd of the taxpayers' dollars because it wasn't quite sure about its budget. It was husbanding some around. But the reality is that this is a large agency. It's a complex agency. And, you know, my thinking is that some combination of declining staffing, inattention, and, you know, a lot of difficulty in hiring people for complex jobs put projects on the shelf, you might say, that should have been ongoing.
We're talking with Bob Holdsworth. Let's go to Frank, waiting very patiently. Frank, you're on Charlottesville right now. Go right ahead.
Thank you. Two comments. Actually, one very far back from when you mentioned about the governor possibly being a vice presidential candidate, perhaps. I know his attorney general is disappointed. He must have been thinking about that by jumping into all the things he has. But secondly, is the highway commissioner a leftover person from the Cain administration, or is he have been appointed since the governor took office this time? And if not, I would ask him to come into my office and say, when did you know this was going on, and why didn't you tell me? And if he didn't have a good answer, I'd want his resignation. Thank you so much.
Frank, thank you. We appreciate the call. We got a line open at 977-1070. And Bob, there's a new commissioner, right? Sean Connaughton, from former chair of the Board of Supervisors in Prince William County.
Yeah, he's the new transportation secretary, and Greg Worley is the new VDOT commissioner. So, yes, they have changed personnel, and they're going to even do a little more personnel changing. You know, somebody, and I don't know exactly whom, also lost their job in, you know, as a result of the audit. So clearly, you know, now Bob McDonnell's responsibility, he's going to have to, you know, show that they can be more effective right now in getting projects and moving his dollars out. And one of the interesting features is that part of their report last week talked about the people they were going to hire in order to ensure that they could do a better job getting this money out. So this is not a place where they're actually shrinking government, but it's a place where they're saying that as they went about budget cuts, somehow, you know, management efficiency got compromised during the Cain administration. At least that is certainly the implication that the McDonald folks are sending out right now.
Yeah, let's go to Eric real quick. Eric, you're on Charlottesville right now. Go right ahead.
Yeah, I mean, this audit showing all this money that they were sitting on is a pattern that the Democrats have in this state. Mark Warner did something similar. They always claim that we're in a crisis and that there's absolutely no money, and then people get, you know, arm-twisted into a tax hike. And then, lo and behold, afterwards, there was money hiding someplace. In this case, it happens to be a massive amount of money, and it happens to be linked to an event which a lot of people found very inconvenient, which was having all those rest stops closed in the middle of summer vacation season where people are traveling a lot. So Governor McDonnell did a very smart thing here in releasing this audit. Good offensive politics, and as you guys said, it's going to be difficult now to justify a gas tax increase. And I think it hurts them. I think it hurts the Cain administration. They've got a lot of questions to answer now.
Yeah, it's an excellent point, Eric. Thank you for the call. And Bob, I guess that, you know, another takeaway: the rest stops didn't need to be closed. Is Eric right in his take on it that perhaps Governor Cain was more concerned about getting the gas tax up than making sure VDOT was working properly?
Well, you know, I certainly think that's the case about the rest stops. I mean, I think that was simply done politically, that, in fact, on one time when the Commonwealth Transportation Board was talking about reopening it, the governor sent in his Secretary of Transportation at that time to cast the deciding vote against reopening the rest stops, something that should have never been closed. I think almost everyone today believed that that was simply a political decision intended to, suggest that Virginia had this huge transportation funding problem and they needed a tax increase. That was just a very bad decision, one of the worst decisions, I think, of the Kaine administration. Now, whether this particular, whether VDOT was ordered to sit on money, that to me seems to be more of a stretch, Coy. I think that this may well be something that happens quite frequently in government and more than people like to admit. You know, we've seen these stories, which haven't been highlighted as much as they should be, about the difficulty the Obama administration has had in spending a lot of the stimulus dollars that, that very modest percentages of the stimulus funding that was allocated was actually spent in the first year or two. So my sense is that this can happen as well, and my guess is that if you looked at a lot of other public institutions and looked at their unspent balances at the end of the year that they're attempting to carry over, you'd be surprised in some instances at how large they are.
We're talking with Bob Holsworth of VirginiaTomorrow.com. Bob, when Frank called in earlier, he asked about Cuccinelli's hopes to be a vice presidential candidate, and you wrote about some of the races coming up, 2012, governor in 2013, the AG in 2013, the Senate in 2014. What does the playing field look like? What's it shaping up to be?
Yeah, I don't think he's a vice presidential candidate, but here's the sense. In the last 2 weeks, he two things occurred that really are reshaping the political landscape in Virginia. First, Ken Cuccinelli set up an organization where we were going to have 100 local organizations around the state working on his behalf. That's pretty amazing. Secondly, what he then did in the comment, perhaps intentionally, perhaps in an unguarded moment, when asked about his potential plans for 2013, and essentially would he adhere to the agreement that Bob McDonnell and Bill Bowling made in 2009, that Bill Bowling would be the heir apparent as the Republican nominee for governor, Cuccinelli said, well, I'm still probably going to run for AG in 2013, but if I decide to run for governor, that agreement and what Bill Bowling says or wants won't even enter into my consideration. And so a lot of people saw this almost as an announcement that Ken Cuccinelli is going to consider a run for 2013. Ironically, he almost made the case against running for attorney general again when he pointed out that people who had stayed and run for attorney general twice hadn't really done too well in the gubernatorial race. That was the case with Mary Sue Terry in the 1990s, and it was a case when Don Beyer was a two-term lieutenant governor and then also lost in a landslide for governor. So my sense is that Cuccinelli's in some race. The question is what? Is he going to wait to 2014 and take on Mark Warner? I think that's a big long shot. I think a lot, there are some Republicans who think that if George Allen actually decides not to run for Senate in 2012, Cuccinelli would be a very good candidate for that. But my sense is that Allen's running for Senate in 2012.
Really?
I really do. I mean, he's said perhaps, all the indications in trying to read the tea leaves that I'm reading says that he is probably likely to have a rematch with Jim Webb. If he doesn't, I think then the Republicans might be able to negotiate this Bowling Cuccinelli, potential rivalry a little more productively. But my sense is that George Allen is going to be a very strong candidate for the Republican nomination. Cuccinelli is unlikely to challenge him. And so what this leaves us, I think, is with a real potential intra-party rivalry among the Republicans for 2013, absolute fascinating one.
For governor.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
You know, Bob McDonnell has made it very clear that Bill Bowling, is his designee as the next choice. At the same time, Ken Cuccinelli has strong support in elements of the Republican base and would be a very tough candidate in a primary or a convention. So We're going to be watching this one very, very closely.
You can learn more online at virginiatomorrow.com. Bob Holdsworth joins us every Monday. Bob, thank you as always, and we'll talk to you next week.
Hey, you take care, Coy. Have a good week.
You've been listening to Charlottesville Right Now with Coy Barefoot. Charlottesville Right Now is broadcast live Monday through Friday on News Radio 1070 WINA from 4 to 6 p.m. Best-selling author and historian Coy Barefoot is the host and producer. To interact with Coy and his guests, you can call 434-977-1070. Coy can be reached at barefoot@wina.com. This audio download has been made possible by the Charlottesville Podcasting Network. Visit SeavillePodcast.com for more.